KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, May 7th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Victor Wembanyama had 19 points and 15 rebounds as San Antonio handed the Timberwolves their worst postseason loss ever, beating Minnesota 133-95 Wednesday night to even up their Western Conference semifinal series at one game apiece. Stephon Castle had 21 points. De'Aaron Fox added 16 for the Spurs, who shot 50% from the field, 41% from three. It was also their highest scoring playoff game since 1983. For Minnesota, they had four players score a dozen points each, including Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, Jaden McDaniels, and Terrence Shannon Jr. Game three will be at the Target Center in Minneapolis tomorrow night at 8:30. New York Knicks beat Philadelphia 108-102 behind 26 points from Jalen Brunson. The Knicks now with a 2-0 series lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. Philadelphia did much better in Game 2, even though they played without Joel Embiid. The Knicks won Game 1, 137-98. Game last night featured 25 lead changes, the most in a playoff game in 11 years, and 14 ties. Tonight's an Amazon Prime Video night as the Detroit Pistons host the Cleveland Cavaliers at 6 o'clock. Detroit with a 1-0 series lead. And Oklahoma City will host the Lakers at 8:30. The Thunder, they are 5-0 in this year's playoffs. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Buffalo Sabres took a 1-0 series lead as they defeated Montreal 4-2. And the Anaheim Ducks evened up their series at a game apiece with a 3-1 victory over Vegas. Just one game tonight. It'll be Philadelphia taking on Carolina, 7 p.m. on TNT. The Carolina Hurricanes with a 2-0 series lead. The NCAA is pushing through the final steps for expanding the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournament to 76 teams. NCAA committee calls scheduled for today are expected to be the final steps for the formalization of the expansion. That the process could be completed as early as today. It was reported last week that the NCAA had initiated the final steps to expand both tournaments from 68 to 76 beginning next season. The Tuesday and Wednesdays of the men's tournament will be slightly different as it will expand to 12 games played by 24 teams at two different sites thanks to the 8 additional at-large bids. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run at the Preakness Stakes next week, trainer Sherry DeVoe announced yesterday. DeVoe and owners decided to skip the Preakness and set their sights on the Belmont Stakes on June 6th. Golden Tempo is now the third Kentucky Derby winner in the past 5 years that will not be entered into the Preakness. For various reasons, it's now the sixth time in 8 years that the Preakness will not have any chance of a Triple Crown on the line. For more sports, check us out online, KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.